Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 27. I'm your host, Tommy.
And this is Jordan.
And as always, guys, we have to thank whatever Hot Rods for being our faithful sponsor. I heard the CEO of that company is not only sweet and funny, he's also incredibly handsome. Head on over to their Instagram or Facebook today.
Where'd you hear that from?
I heard it from me. Oh. I am the CEO of whatever Hot Rods. Just a quick rundown for tonight, you guys. We're talking snow. We're talking road trips, and we're talking summer. You heard it here first, folks. 5 months until summer. But first...
Is it really that long?
February, March, April, May, June.
Stop counting.
Okay. I use my fingers for those who aren't watching our live stream on...
Nothing.
But... It is still winter, so I have a winter-inspired shot tonight. We got about 8-9 inches in southern Wisconsin today of snow. We all hated that.
You know what else got 8-9 inches? You know what I'm saying? My exhaust tips.
Okay, Jordan. Yikes. Our shots this week I have concocted. I'm calling them peppermint bark. Cheers, Jordan. Peppermint
bark.
Looks pretty good. Looks like bubblegum, kind of.
It looks like a daiquiri almost.
Ooh, I know this is going to be good. That was delightful. Do you want to try to guess what's in it?
Yeah. Except for we don't have any like peppermint.
We have a couple peppermints.
We have a peppermint like whiskey.
No.
Or is it peppermint? It's what James...
Peppermint schnapps.
Peppermint schnapps.
That's not in it though. It's the peppermint vodka, the homemade peppermint vodka, or it's candy cane vodka.
Oh yeah.
That my neighbor James made, and then it's white chocolate liqueur. Okay. That's why I was kind of surprised it froze. It was all liquor, but that was a smooth shot. Yeah, if I do say so myself, it went down pretty easy. And I don't know if any of you guys
need something else.
It needs like a sugar rim.
It needs. Like a dark chocolate flavor.
I know. I wish I had Godiva dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Or if I would have been thinking I have double chocolate vodka.
I don't know if that would have been good with it.
Maybe. I don't know if you guys tuned into whatever cold drinks this last week, but
if you haven't, you should.
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. I made fun of Jordan. This week we are drinking the Truly Tea series. They're truly pretty tasty. We're running through four flavors: strawberry first, and then we'll mix it up through the night. But we'll go with. Dude, your dog is so loud.
Why? He's just snacking.
Should have gave him some doggy downos.
Yeah.
Strawberry, raspberry, lemon, and I always forget peach tea. The video, so I've tried them already. They're delightful. I think you should try them out. Just going over some speckaroonies of the Trulos.
These, I think, are probably one of my favorite seltzers I've ever had.
They're hardly a seltzer, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But rundown, 100 calories. 1 gram of sugar, 2 carbs, gluten-free.
But it says seltzer, so it technically
is. It is. It's just a flavored seltzer. We'll give them the old crack-a-rooney.
The old sniff, Johnny.
Oh, that smells like a strawberry tea if I ever smelled strawberry tea. Got bang, 47.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
That's my least favorite one out of all four.
That's my second favorite strawberry. Jordan, we're going to go for our bar bowl this week. We have... A kind of, you get yours too before we eat them. A kind of extreme, it's called extreme bean, pickled green beans. They're dripping, so we'll eat them really quick. Because you all have seen a pickled green bean behind a bar in your Bloody Mary. Jordan's favorite drink.
I love a good Bloody Mary.
That's good. Yeah. Garlic and dill. I wish it was spicy.
Yeah. Agreed. They are good, though. That would be really good in a Bloody Mary. I don't think I've ever seen a pickled green bean in a Bloody Mary, to be honest with you.
Oh, we always do that. But we call them dilly beans, though.
Oh.
But it's weird. Good when you're eating. I'm ready for a Bloody Mary, but you hate them, so.
We're making them this weekend.
I know we are. I don't know what day we'll do them, but I'm sure we'll get into it. So, yeah, we had our peppermint bark. We had our Truly teas. We'll kind of be going down those tonight, sipping at it. And Jordan has a big announcement for everybody. He is going to be starting his own podcast called Jordan Drinks Water. And every week for 1 hour, it will just be him drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding, Jordan. Tell him where you're working without putting any actual names out there for liabilities.
I started at a job.
Jordan has started in the equipment rental sector.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let him take it from there. I just didn't know if he knew how to word it.
Well, I mean, I work with Tommy now.
Yeah, he's my coworker. Circle gets the square. We're both construction workers.
Well, shmishmo.
We both.
I don't know what to say that's like cool to say, but I mean, that basically covers the gist of it.
So Jordan's position is a yard tech. So he oversees, you could also call it a yard manager if you want. I don't think anyone's ever called it that. But Jordan oversees trucks inbound and outbound, making sure they're loaded.
And clean.
Yep, overseeing equipment on yard, making sure it's, like you said, clean. It's on the ready line, ready to rent. Kind of taking care of the logistics, what's going in the shop, out of the shop.
When they come back in, if they're damaged or if anything needs to be fixed.
It's pretty customer-centric. So if like someone just coming to rent something on a credit card comes in, needs to grab, I don't know, a stump grinder, a wood splitter, a dingo, he's going to be out there with the customer, you know, talking them through if they need to know how to operate it, getting it up on their trailer. So, yeah, started on Monday. I'm really excited. The guys at work are really excited.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm excited.
Jordan is excited. Today it was snowing. He wanted me to drive him to work.
And really, you should have, because I almost died about 10 times.
And like I told you, I did the same drive in a way worse car for the interstate.
Today was awful.
Drive is bad because, I mean, where me and Jordan's house is, it's pretty far out there. So, like, our roads are maybe plowed once. I heard a plow truck go by at, like, 4:30 or 5.
Yeah.
And then the interstate does get spooky. I did it in my old Dodge Charger. And once you get over 40,
once
45.
They're plowed, they're fine.
Yeah.
But because all that traffic kind of, like, just keeps
slurries it.
Yeah, but I don't think a plow went by when I got on the road. So it was like just like
mush.
Tracks
yeah.
of people from before. So it was, and I drive a
Ford minivan.
I drive kind of a sportier car that's not meant for winter driving. And that's my fault. I mean, I live in Wisconsin. I should fucking
friggin'.
I should own something that is decent in the snow, and I don't. So that's my bad, but. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Now, Jordan.
That's what, what's his name said? Plato? Maybe it was Michelangelo.
Yeah, I don't know because I'm not a nerd.
Oh.
So what I want.
It was a joke, dude.
I know. I was frigging. I want, because we talk about what you're doing at work, but I want to know just a few things that you're excited, I guess, to learn or, I guess, develop into or just something you find interesting.
I am really excited to learn more about diesel engines in those
diesel and hydraulics
pieces
you'll learn
of equipment, because I haven't really had too much experience. I've messed around with a few diesel trucks, but that was literally like maybe one or two times, maybe three. I'm just interested in kind of tinkering with those, seeing how they operate and what they do. And obviously a piece of equipment is gonna be a lot different than like a truck diesel engine.
Yeah.
Same, but different. I'm excited to learn more about that.
Now, riddle me this, Jordan. When people think of equipment rental, they think of boom lifts and scissors lifts and forklifts. There's
really?
A lot.
I feel like they don't think of that.
What do you think they think of? Trailers?
Yeah, like trailers, like stump grinders, like things like that. Like,
we have a big yard, but
there's a lot of
crap back there.
A lot of different stuff.
Was there anything?
But it's a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. I missed playing with it back in my old days at the branch. But is there anything there that surprised you? I mean, something
not necessarily
you didn't expect
that surprised
to see
me. Because
for me, it was like all the ATVs and like Polaris carts and all that stuff.
I guess it didn't surprise me just because you've told me about it previously, you know? So I don't know. I maybe the bigger equipment, like the really big telehandlers and stuff. 125
foot boom lift, like 12,000 pound telehandler.
Yeah, those are interesting. Like, just for someone to have, that's not like, I feel like the average person doesn't understand that like a construction company, usually they don't own that kind of equipment. I feel like a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. And you'll see it come and go, but we have some really cool stuff at XYZ Company that United and Sunbelt don't have. Mm-hmm. But you're going to see these cranes come in that fold legs out and they look like spiders. You're going to see...
I've been on job sites with those.
Yeah, like, you probably
I've
been have.
Jordan
was technically a construction worker, like a real construction worker.
Right. So I have quite a bit of experience with these machines and how they operate and everything. And I've seen them, and I've seen some really cool, you know, crazy shit. But I've never really gotten to...
Been on the inside.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was on one job site where it was the biggest concrete, pump in, the North America or something like
what
that.
What job?
At,
Because the biggest one in... The most recent one, or the longest one, was in Milwaukee, and it was for Northwestern Mutual Tower.
It was for the hospital.
Because
we had
maybe,
It's something like, maybe it wasn't in the North America, but it was like, it had like all these decals on it saying like the biggest in the Northwest or something like that. Midwest.
It was, I thought it was like the biggest hospital footprint in the Midwest or something.
No, it was just the concrete pump itself.
The unit.
Yeah, the unit itself, because it had to pump concrete up like seven floors or something like that. So it was just like this huge thing.
We don't.
That was pretty cool to see.
We have concrete buggies.
Yeah, they don't rent those. I don't think that's a specialty purchase.
That's something a company that only does that.
Yeah,
but I do think it's interesting. You've always shot me down about equipment until today, which I like. Now, you know, at the end of every day. Me and Jordan put on our matching pajamas and, you know, put on Step Brothers and pretend we're them. We talk We talk about construction. Today we are wearing our Mickey Mouse pajamas.
Richard, we don't do that.
Okay. That's fine. but yeah, so I'm super happy to have Jordan on the team, as is everyone else. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
And we're going to be getting him enchiladas, cats out of the bag. We will be right.
Already told me.
Okay, well, now everybody knows. We'll be right back, guys. Put on your seatbelts because it's going to be a hell of a ride tonight.
A bumpy ride.
And we're live.
That's my line.
Say it.
And we're live.
All right. Next up on the
raspberry
on the T train is raspberry.
How do you spell raspberry?
RASBERRY. $1,000 bet on that one. I lost. All right.
You didn't actually make a $1,000 bet, did you?
I don't know. I'd like to tell you no.
Even if you did, I don't think you gave someone $1,000 because you misspelled the word.
They didn't make me give them all the thousand. I like the raspberry tea more now than I did last night.
I like it way more. The strawberry is definitely my least favorite.
It's probably the sweetest.
Raspberry I like because at the start you get like a strong raspberry flavor, but then towards the end you do get
Tea
flavor.
And then seltzer when it goes down your gullet.
It is so good. These are so good to me. But I love tea. So I'm kind of biased. But
me too. They call me Twisted Tommy in college because all I drank was Twisted Tea.
That's because you didn't drink normal booze though, homeboy.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. But I'm guessing the 20 Twisted Teas I drank on a given night was probably why my weight gain was not.
How many?
Hundreds.
If you were to say how many Twisted, no, just me and you on that 7 days of power tour.
I don't know. I feel like we got an 18 pack every day.
Yeah. Because
they don't make bigger ones and they made the party pack.
Yeah.
But honestly, I love all the original flavors of Twisted Tea, but like the blueberry, not good. The holiday berry. But like
I don't like any of the,
I like
the raspberry, the blueberry, any of those.
I like the
half and half in the original.
I like the, there's another one I like, but. No, I can't. Maybe it was cherry, but it's like a limited release one too. Like you have to go to Woodman's.
I've never had that.
You have to go to like Woodman's to get it.
Oh, okay.
You can't just get it at the gas station.
Yeah. I don't really get any other thing, any booze other than what you can get at a.
What's in the liquor cabinet any given day?
Bush Light and.
I'll have more Twisted this summer. For everyone that doesn't know yet, I'm back on my weight loss hiatus. I'm actually doing pretty good. I haven't been crabby since the new year. I'm down 9 pounds, so I'm doing A-okay.
And you're not starving yourself.
I'm still eating. Today I had 6 chicken wings and 2 grilled chicken tenders. So I did not eat that much today.
They were grilled chicken breasts. They weren't like tenders. Tenders kind of makes it seem
it was smaller than a breast, bigger than a tender, like a Culver's.
Those are still breasts, though. Chicken breasts. Those are frozen.
Chicken tenderloins.
Are they
tenderloins? That's why they're so little. Yeah, it's only like 70 calories per one. They're way smaller.
Oh.
You can have one after if you want. If you're going to make that Alfredo mac and cheese,
mac and cheese.
Yeah, if you're going to make the Alfredo, it might be a good idea to cook one of those up and cut it into the mac and cheese.
Yeah, but those jalapeno cheddar hot dogs.
Oh.
Dog.
Ooh. Those are
in the mac and cheese.
Are those from Quick Trip?
No.
Because I know Quick Trip has cheddar, not jalapeno. Festival.
Jalapeno cheddar hot dog in some mac and cheese.
Is it a cheddar worst?
God damn.
Is it a cheddar worst or is it a hot dog?
It's a hot dog.
Consider that the worst. So we're going to call Haley for sports because, like I said, Sam is on a hiatus for his classes. It sucks. We're sad. He'll be back. And actually,
Sam, you don't need school.
Nothing is set in stone yet, but eventually, when summer rolls around, Sam might become, I'm saying might, I'd like him to, but we have to make sure it works out, a full-time personality on this podcast. I think it'd be great. I'd actually like write a segment where
as a tech slash
he'd be our producer.
Personality, yeah.
He'd be our producer and he would handle the socials. Cause I don't know if you guys know this, but Four Beers No Fears falls under the whatever umbrella. Like the parent company was whatever Hot Rods.
It's in the same tax bracket, you know?
I don't know if the tax bracket comes into that. The company's called whatever, and then the things that follow.
It was a joke, Thomas.
It was kind of funny. But we're gonna call Haley for sports. Hopefully Sam will join us as a producer. Let's give her a call and see if she has something insightful. Not a FaceTime. I don't need to see her right now. And here we go. And
she know we're calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Tommy.
What's up, Carrot Top?
So
hello.
We're calling about sports. The Packers lost. Now say everything else that's important.
So you want me to tell you about everything besides the Packers losing?
You can talk about the Packers.
Yeah, you can talk about how Tom Brady tongue high-fived his kids that night.
Well, perfect. Sounds like you guys pretty much have it covered, but surprise, in football news, the Packers lost to the Buccaneers on Sunday. I'm going to try not to too much salt in the wounds, but I really think the Packers kind of beat themselves. I did see this morning that Rodgers wants more money to stay in Green Bay next year. Aaron, I'm sure you listen to this podcast.
Well, he doesn't.
I do know a team.
I'm pretty sure he does.
You said he does? I don't know. Well, just in case, I do know a team a couple hundred miles south that might be looking for a quarterback. So if you want to reach out to Tommy, he can connect you with me. And then I do have a contact down here that might be interested.
I thought the Bears were a volunteer basis football team. That's why they were so bad.
No, I'll pay him.
Oh.
Well, this will be Tom Brady's 10th Super Bowl, which is fucking insane. Like, I have this one stat.
About Steph Curry and Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Yes.
So in Tom's 20 years in the NFL, he's had this higher chance of going to the Super Bowl than the Jets have had going into a game and winning.
And a higher chance of Steph Curry draining a three-pointer in a game. I think, it was like Steph Curry's got like a 43% chance and Tom Brady's like a 48 or something, whatever it was.
Yeah, I am just eating up all these stats, so if anyone sees any, feel free to send them my way. If you can't tell, I'm super excited for the game. Honestly, I'll be happy to see either team win. I just want everyone to have fun, which means, Tommy, yes, if you are having people over for the Super Bowl, I am bringing Jell-O shots.
Haley, I already told you what we're doing for the Super Bowl.
What are we doing?
We're going to the Highway Mike's Barstool tailgate, and you're coming with Haley. We're going to the tailgate.
We're going to Disney.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Haley, I didn't tell you the itinerary. You're expected here Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Saturday morning at 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Okay, perfect.
Or unless you want to come Friday night and really pregame that, but I don't know if that's a good idea.
That's a hard pregame. It's a long time.
Gosh, well, you know what? If I get to see Andy Reid in a Hawaiian shirt and Tom Brady kissing his sons on the lips on the Super Bowl, I'll be happy.
Awesome. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Well, then we'll see you Saturday morning. But, Haley, I've given you 3 times the one-minute time for the sports rundown, so we'll see you this Saturday, all right?
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
10-4. Cool. I guess she's going to the tailgate.
Sick.
Jordan.
That'll be fun.
It's going to be a good time. I think Martin and Lily are coming. Me and you. My dad, Brandon.
My dad and mom will be there.
Cry. Richard. Kenosha Richard. So, Jordan, fights, go.
Fights. Huge. Huge.
Huge.
Huge. Fights this past weekend. Conor McGregor came back. He actually fought almost exactly a year ago from last Saturday. This time he fought Dustin Poirier.
Dustin Poirier fought him.
It was a fight, but this was the first time that Conor McGregor has ever been knocked out. Every time he's lost, he's been submitted. This time there's controversy on if he actually got knocked out or if it was a technical knockout, which just means like he got knocked down and he wasn't able to protect himself anymore. That's the difference between a TKO and a KO.
Duh.
So there's controversy on what it was. I think officially it was a knockout, maybe, or I don't know. Either way, it doesn't really matter. Very good fight. The co-main event was Michael Chandler, who this was his first fight in the UFC. He was the champ at lightweight in the lightweight division in Bellator, which is a different fight. What's the word? Fight. Not division, but company, basically. He was their lightweight champ. He got signed to the UFC after his Bellator contract was done. He wanted a bigger fight because he was a champ coming from Bellator. He still got a crazy good fight. It's not like he got some lowball guy on the ranks. It was Dan Hooker. Dan Hooker actually lost to Dustin Poirier on his last fight. But that went all 5 rounds, and Dustin Poirier, I believe, won by decision. So that's kind of like they were fighting on the same card, but their last fight they fought together kind of thing. And that was really interesting to see. I was very interested to see how a champ from Bellator came in to fight with a top 15 guy from the UFC. He put Dan Hooker away in the first round almost too easy. I'm very excited to see what he looks like in his upcoming stint in the UFC. I'm very excited to see what they have in store next for Conor. I also think that Dustin Poirier deserves a belt. I think that was a championship fight. I think he should be...
Your dog wants to go outside, but he has to wait now.
I think Dustin Poirier, I think that was basically a title fight because Khabib Nurmagomedov left the division. He left at the top. So he basically gave up his belt that's kind of like how they word it. He gave up his belt. So there's kind of like a vacant spot at the top. So you got all these guys at 155 pounds that are all trying to get these title fights, but there's no one that they can fight that is technically the champ. So there's kind of a problem with that.
We're digressing.
Well, you were letting my dog out, so I kind of was just blabbering.
We're digressing. We're into this segment already. So just a quick booze news. I'm going to hype myself this week. You guys go on.
Very good fight night, though.
Yeah, great fight night. Go on YouTube. Type in whatever cold drinks. I make some quality drink reviews.
Quality content.
Yeah, they're funny. They're light. They let you know what's new in the drink world. And I'm going to be really honest. If I don't like it, you're going to know. I'm going to spit it on the floor.
and Jordan's going to have to clean it up.
And Jordan's literally going to have to clean it up. But go on whatever Hot Rod's channel. Watch whatever cold drinks. That's my business. All right. Like I said, today, southeastern Wisconsin. We got snow. Snow place like home. Snow traction on the interstate. You're telling me. Jordan, yeah. What are the worst things about snow? You go first.
Driving. That's an obvious one. Unless you got some like big Jeep with big tires on it, kind of sucks in the snow. Shit sucks. If it's like 1 inch to 2 inches or less, I'll say 2 inches or less, you're pretty much good in just about any car.
If you're from the Midwest, if you're from Atlanta, and there's 2 inches of snow, the city shut down.
Right, exactly. So if there's only like 2 inches of snow, I can get anywhere in Dodge Neon with four bald tires and a slipping transmission. However,
Jordan got to experience the real driving world today, I think.
The real driving world?
Like where you
homeboy,
where you gotta go in the snow though.
Worked jobs forever.
Forever.
I don't know why you think
I don't know why
I just started working
a day ago.
I'm gonna punch you in the throat.
I'd rather you not. All right, I'm going to go with mine next, but when I start talking, go let your dog back in because dogs are not going to swim. So mine is shoveling.
That was mine.
Well, sorry. So I have a big, like, thick driveway now, and my truck is fine in the snow, so I don't really shovel that part of the driveway. But Jordan's car will get stuck. So I'm having a really bad couple of weeks of asthma, but I wanted to make sure I shoveled. At least got a dent in it before he got back, so he had no problem getting the driveway. I was out there for,
He's got this 100-yard driveway, no snowblower.
Not yet. I'm getting to that, though.
We got a shovel. We got one shovel.
Okay, either way, I went out to make sure Jordan had somewhere to get into the driveway today. I was out there for 15 minutes because this was like a heavy snow. It wasn't like the light, fluffy stuff because it was like 32 when it was snowing. Yeah,
it was pretty.
I came in wheezing and coughing like none other. I need my nebulizer. I need my inhaler. My girlfriend goes, "Are you okay?" And I sent her a video of me breathing. She goes, "I'm calling 911. Like I was fine, but it sounded really bad.
Yeah.
So shoveling sucks unless it's that light stuff. And obviously my driveway is not only super long, it's also like 2.5 cars wide. So it's kind of a pain. We've never even considered shoveling the back part of the driveway that would take a long time. My driveway is impressive. Like, just in the front of the house, it's like two lanes. One lane is three cars deep. One lane is five cars deep.
Even if you had a pretty decent-sized snowblower, it would still take a while to get this driveway done.
Yeah, like just the front.
You really kind of almost need a plow. Like, really.
Polaris with a plow.
Yeah, or like an ATV with a plow or something.
I might do that. Me and Jordan are in cahoots about getting something because we're close to the beach, so we want to get something we can bring the cooler down to the beach in the summer, but also put a plow on in the winter. So
also, it's like when you leave that snow back there for that long, it just turns into ice. Solid ice. So yeah. It takes so much longer to melt.
Yeah.
And so
if I had to get any of my classic cars out, they would never get out.
I mean, you have to wait till all that melts, and it's going to be a kind of a long term.
Or get a mega salt.
That ain't
all right,
good.
What's your next one? Okay, so we have shoveling, driving.
Shoveling, driving.
We don't have to do a three. I just kind of want to bounce back and forth.
I mean, you don't get snow without cold weather, and I'm not a fan of cold weather. I'd rather it be 90 degrees than 10 degrees. I am not a fan of cold weather. I'm good. 90 degrees, I'm good.
And that's rock the and thing, roll. Though. We have four seasons in Wisconsin, but
we do.
Well, hold on. So we're going to have winter. We're going to get to like May and April. It's going to be 40s, 50s, and maybe 60s, and then boom, Wisconsin summer. Yeah. It's 95, and it's so humid you can swim through the air.
Yeah.
That's off cut there. Here's my next one about snow. Some people get really complainy about snow, and you got to deal with them. The mentality around it's like, it's snow today. No, that's...
Bro, you live in Wisconsin.
That was a bigger thing when I was in college. I can't really think of anybody anymore that does that, but I remember in college, like, everyone would either love the snow or complain about the snow. So the snow complainers would be my next one. Just kind of
I have a theory about that.
Okay.
You complain about the snow if you grew up shoveling snow. You don't complain about the snow and you like the snow if you never shoveled snow in your life. That's my theory.
Did you guys ever have a snowblower?
Yeah, but we also lived on a corner lot, and we also did two other houses since I can remember. So my dad always got the snowblower, and me and my brother always got the shovels.
So
if there, when there was years where we got like 3 or 4 feet of snow.
We haven't had that for a long time, but it happened.
We haven't, but it's happened a few times in my lifetime.
So you gotta like 4 scoops just to do like 1 foot of driveway.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it takes you about hours. 4 or 5 hours just to get one house done.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's probably mine. That's my theory, at least.
So you know my driveway where I grew up, that U, and then mm-hmm. I had like the couple going into the garage on the front of the house.
Yeah.
We probably did not have a snowblower until I was 12 or 13.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I can't believe your dad shoveled that
snow. The first one we got was free on the side of the road.
Okay.
It was something he did not want to buy.
Why?
So it'd be...
Your dad seems like the kind of person that would be like, no, let's get a fucking snowblower.
Yeah, no.
That's weird.
So,
yeah, huh?
So we had a big driveway, and that took a long time. Like, we had portioned it up, and it just sucked.
Yeah. And then you got to go out multiple times when it's snowing for like 12,
it was like today,
16 hours.
Even when you got back 4 or 5 hours after I shoveled.
Yeah, once I got home, I shoveled.
Yeah.
I tried.
Well, you got as much as we could. It was heavy snowing.
We got a shitty shovel.
Okay, that was a gift from my dad. That is a great shovel.
Mr. Zerner, do better.
When there's 2 inches of light snow, that's great. You can do a driveway in like
10
minutes.
Oh, sure. If it's light snow, that's awesome.
No, and it's so slick because it's made so the snow like shoots
off. It's not
a
shovel. It's just, it's like
a wedge.
Plow.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's great if you have 1 inch to 2 inches of light, fluffy snow. But if you got anything other than that, it's just kind of like, you can't really do a whole lot.
Maybe I'll just put a plow on my company vehicle and then use that company vehicle to plow parking lots.
Mm-hmm. Make some
on
money
the
off
weekend,
of that.
Make some money off that.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so
they wouldn't get mad at you.
Yes. Yeah, so mine was people that complain about snow. What's next for you?
Well, I don't really I don't really worry about it, but heating bills go up.
That must be nice. No, I don't consider that one a problem. I'd rather have it snow, because actually snow on the top of your house insulates your house better than nothing. Did you know that?
Is it more expensive to air condition your house, or is it more expensive to heat your house?
It's the same. It sucks in Wisconsin. Yeah. But just to the point. All right, here's my next one that I'm surprised you did not think of yet. Just slipping. Not only in your car, but as a person.
I think I've only ever slipped like in actually fell maybe like twice in my entire life.
Oh, but the falling, that's not even it. Just be like walking and just slipping and like you catch yourself, but you're like, oh my god, I almost just fell. That's worse than falling. You're like, oh my god, it's gonna happen again.
I like to consider myself a fairly agile person.
Yeah.
I can like, I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
That doesn't really bother me that much.
Well, guys, we kind of did run our time on this segment. We'll be right back, but I did shovel the snow today in Vans, so that didn't
bullshit.
Help me.
Bullshit, you shoveled about 2 teaspoons worth of snow.
I said I shoveled wearing Vans.
Well, you got work boots, homeboy.
I have a couple pairs, but we'll be right back, guys. No, I agree with you, but we are live. Sometimes Sometimes I do catch you, like when you're talking about Bloody Marys, and I almost caught you there. That's why you got mad. But hey, guys, we're back. We're live, and we're moving on to the peach teas, call it a Georgia peach, call it a peach beach, call it a peach dream, but same stats as the other Truly teas, cracking in.
Wait, hold on. These contain alcohol?
Yes.
I can't have alcohol.
That's not true. We're on episode 27, dude.
Oh.
Oh, it tastes like you're licking a fuzzy peach.
It's so goddamn good.
Gosh darn good. It tastes like a fresh peach.
Yep.
Oh, dude.
Tastes like, what does it taste like? Well, tastes like a peach tea.
Yeah, they did a really good job. Like, this is almost like a Snapple peach tea with a low carbonation.
I am so impressed by these. Like, I pray to God that they don't, like, discontinue them.
So this is why they call them seltzer. They're still carbonated.
Right, exactly.
Twisted Tea is the best because it's the only one on the market that's not carbonated.
I dig the carbonation, though.
I
really dig the carbonation.
Remember I bought that Tea Runner and it was carbonated. It was horrible.
Yeah, but those tasted like cardboard.
Yeah, they weren't that good. And they had less alcohol and more sugar than the
Twisted
Tea.
They were decent, but they weren't like...
They do have a peach.
I
100% peach.
Buy a Twisted Tea over that.
Hell yeah, brother. This is America. All right, guys. Jordan, we'll probably say the same thing for this, but what was your best road trip ever?
Power tour.
Yeah. Jordan came on two power tours with me. I think I've done five in total. COVID knocked it out last year and this year. We'll be back, though.
We'll be back.
Next year, for sure, we'll both be taking our own cars, I think. But
hopefully. Hopefully, if I get one built.
Or you can choose from the array.
I really want to build a mini truck, man.
Ideal for power tour because you're going to put your bags in the back and it rains. What I would like to do is if I buy this CTSV wagon, I would like
to, yeah, that would be a perfect power tour.
What I want to do is have the Hornet wagon and the Cadillac wagon there at the same time.
And I'll drive the Hornet.
And that's what that was going to be it. Yeah. And that'd be cool just for pictures.
Yeah.
Because I kind of want to put the same
old school, new school wagon.
Same wheels on both. I have to find the right wheel though.
Yeah, because I don't know if you could put the ones that are on the Hornet on the...
No, you couldn't.
That wouldn't look very good. So you'd have to buy two sets of wheels. That would look good on both of them.
Yeah,
that
so it's going to be research, but I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you could probably do it.
I think I personally do a really good job with rims, for cars.
You do. I will give you that.
Every car I've done, I do custom wheels.
I will give you that.
I'm just going to say, putting those wheels I did on the Firebird made the coolest Firebird
ever. Wheels make a car.
Yeah, and I think I'm good at that. The wheels on the wagon right now, they're okay. Not my pick, though.
They're good, but...
When I get...
I think they look phenomenal.
It's aircraft. They look
phenomenal, but I think if you were... Like I said, you can't put those on a CTSV wagon. That would not look good at all.
No, so I kind of have an idea what I'm going to do. There is
keep it a secret. Keep it a secret.
Keep it a secret?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have some cool pictures, though.
Yep.
Keep it a secret. I'm excited
Real for... Real G's move in silence like lasagna.
That's a good point. I didn't consider that
at first.
That
is a motto I live by.
But no, so my goal would be I'd have both these wagons in park tour. They'd both be all decked out, my whatever hot rod stuff. Yep. So put them together at the car shows. I have a little bit of swing with some of the sponsors, so I could get them up front. I think it'd make for a cool little display. But
Holly would probably eat that.
Holly wouldn't take the Cadillac. No, because there's no Holly parts on it.
Could throw Holly parts on it.
There's no Holly part I could put in that car that would make it faster.
That's true.
There's not one part.
That's fair.
You
can put that little dash thingy above.
That's not helping me at all. But I'll figure it out the time. I got some time.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I have adult money compared to the old days, these cars might be great. Me and my dad
They will be show cars.
Yeah, me and my dad did a really good job with that wagon 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have a little bit more of a modern touch. I think that car is going to come a long way after interior.
I think if you redo the interior, but you got to keep...
I'm going to keep all of it, though.
Yeah. And you got to keep the same design patterns, kind of, but just maybe freshen it up a little bit.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, but
get the colors matched. I think if you tint the windows...
They are tinted, which is wild. Very lightly, though.
They are lightly, yeah. I think if you put the new wheels on there that you're thinking of.
To a QA1 suspension, so it sits an inch and a half lower.
Yep.
Oof.
I
know.
Then maybe some EFR? EFR?
No.
That's big money.
No, not. It's cheaper than the wheels.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, but not to get it tuned and everything.
No.
It'd probably cost you about $5,000 total. All said and done to get an EFI.
For me, though, one of the coolest things about that car is it has a 850 double pumper on it. That's a really badass carburetor.
Yeah. Yeah, and
that car runs really well. I've never had a problem with it, so I don't know if I even want to mess with it.
That's true as well.
And it runs 12 fours in the quarter
mm-hmm.
as it is. So I think that car's fast enough for a station wagon. And that was 12 fours with the table and speakers and t-shirts in the back, too.
Yeah. Weight reduction is pretty big.
Bags. Yeah, so... Either way, best road trip ever, Hot Rod Power Tour, 7 cities,
That's
7 days.
That's what you should do. Put it on air.
I won't do that.
Oh,
it jeopardizes my rear end. Wait, we're getting way off the segment. I got to cut you back a little bit.
Okay, fair.
But yeah, so Hot Rod Power Tour, 7 states, 7 days. It's about 6,000 old hot rods, and it's old stuff. It's new Vets, Camaros, Mustangs. It's just the funnest, though. During the days, it's car shows. During the nights, it's drinking, burnouts, pool. Just hanging out. It's the best thing ever. I miss it so much.
It's probably one of the best It's not necessarily the best thing in the world. It's not a vacation because you're kind of like, you're kind of busting ass that whole week, but
and I kind of make these guys hustle too.
At the same time, it is a vacation because of how fun it is.
Yeah. We have a fun group we go with.
Oh man, it is so much fun.
Yeah, it's out of this world. I can't wait for more. But that's why that's our best road trip.
As long as your hotels don't get
sausage.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I miss it so much I'll sleep in tents next time. But so besides Power Tour, because it's kind of a road trip, but it's more of like a we need to sell t-shirts and do burnouts kind of thing. Paint a perfect road trip for me. Tell me about the people. Tell me what you want to do and tell me about the destination.
I'd like to I've never been on Route 66.
Okay.
I'd really like to see that. I don't know if it's anything special necessarily. Is it?
The parks that I've been on is awesome.
Yeah. See, I'd like to do that just to be able to kind of say, like, I've been there. I'd really like to do that. I think maybe a group of...
I say four people.
Three, yeah.
Four, two guys, two gals.
Yeah.
Or a broad trip is what I call it.
I think, like our group, like Dave, the...
Yeah, the group.
Yeah, you know, like that's about four or five cars, but each car has about two to three people in it.
Yep.
I think that would be a perfect.
People amount. Is important.
Yes, people is very important. You want to be able to. I mean, you're spending a whole entire week with them, so you want to.
Okay, that was my next. How long is it going to be? You say you want a week trip.
I don't know, man. I think a week is a good amount of time.
And how much time do you want to drive a day? Because I say more than 6 hours.
Oh no! Three to 4 hours of driving time. Maybe even less though, if you're doing it with only four to five cars, it might be less because with the Power Tour you have all those cars, so that's what makes that drive super hours, cool.
Yeah,
10 hours is way too much. But unless we've done it. Unless it's the first day or the last day where you're going
to and from.
All the way from your home to the first spot or from the last spot back to your home. That's a little bit different.
One time Jordan's car blew up on Power Tour.
First day.
I just forgot. It was like 60 miles from here. It wasn't like in the middle of the trip either.
It was about 100 miles, but...
Thank God. If it was in the middle of nowhere, we might never see that car again.
That's why I have so much resentment towards that car, I think. Strictly because of that.
When you first got that car, because I was in college and like I didn't have money, mm-hmm. and you got that car and you had a really cool job, and I was jealous. It's like, damn, he's got this car.
Yeah.
And now it's out there. I remember blowing up. It gets stuck. It's not the same now.
No, it's not. It's not. It's still a cool car. I have, you know.
It is cool to drive it. It's got like the coolest seats.
Yep, the coolest seats. It's so much fun to drive.
It's a quick car. It's fast.
It's not fast, but quick. Like on corners, I can take that corner right down the road.
Road trip. We're talking about road trips.
But it's a fun car to drive is what I'm saying.
It was good for Power Tour, how you had it set up. We had it all decked out with whatever hot rods. The wheels were painted.
Yeah.
I was ready for that trip.
Back seats were taken out because I was ready to drag race it and autocross it, and it blew up. I threw a rod.
Like 60,000 miles. Maybe not even. 40,000 miles.
Oh, on the car itself?
Yeah.
It was 60,000 miles, I think. Because it's at about 71, 72 right now.
We had our Greek freak with us, Pete. He goes, the car is shot.
Yeah. Because he was right behind me. He saw all the smoke and metal fly.
Still doesn't make sense, but.
Well, the oil pump just, for some reason, just shot. And
yeah,
no oil in the engine. And.
But yeah, so I'm going to do my road trip now. This is something I don't know if I've ever told you, but I have a route through Wisconsin that's set up like Power Tour, and it's a lot of miles. It's like
through Wisconsin would be a good idea.
Well, so it's like a zigzag. It's 5 days,
okay,
and it's like 1,000 miles.
Well,
and I've set it up to do it like a Power Tour. I call it Wisconsin Hot Rod Adventure. I've never shared it, but it's about 200 miles a day of zigzagging. You basically start at Kenosha and you end up in Superior.
Okay.
And it takes 5 days. It's like 1,000 miles because you're really getting to see the whole state.
I feel like you should end up at the tip of Michigan because let's be honest, the UP should be Wisconsin.
We've said it. But Sapir's got cool stuff too.
I feel like you should end at the tip of Michigan, at the
UK. So you can't call Wisconsin Hot Rod Adventure, though.
That's true.
That's why I did it.
But that place up there is so beautiful. That would be perfect.
I agree with you. But so it basically goes, you take a really scenic way to get to Kenosha to Madison. You go from Madison to scenic way to La Crosse. And now it gets wonky, but you cut way back to La Crosse to Wisconsin Dells. You get kind of up toward Green Bay, and then you end up in Superior. And it's a really cool route. I made it because I just think someday it could be like the crown jewel of whatever hot rods. Like people come from all over to do that.
Also, though.
And that's, I'm just saying Wisconsin road trip, same group of people. The destination is just Wisconsin because I love it here.
The destination would be cool, but would the actual drives be cool?
Yes.
Would they?
You're going through like the hill part, the hilly parts of the state.
Okay.
Like the bluffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just asking because I...
No, like it's routed. I have it like in my desk drawer back at my old house.
Okay. Because if we're going up to my grandparents' old resort,
it's not,
up north, it's like, it's just farm for most of the...
It's not that part. It's
until
not,
you get up to the half, the upper half of.
That's
Wisconsin.
Why you shoot to Madison.
And it's cool, but
because it's like you like hook through white water and there's like the lakes and the forests.
Yeah.
So you get that part.
Yeah.
So someday, if I could get the resources to, you know, be able to book it, all these hotels blocks, and then people
and
buy tickets
people.
And bring in two big name sponsors to follow us, it'd be like a minor power tour, 100 people tops.
I feel like if you got a group of people of 4 to 5 and you documented it very well and you uploaded it on YouTube or something or on Instagram
that
had
I know the people
a
that could
decent
do that
amount
too.
Of followers, I feel like that could, you know, and you took a lot of pictures and uploaded posts along the way, people would flock to that.
Well, like the Wisconsin Car Enthusiast Club, they do that River Valley Road Tour.
Especially if you made
that?
It pretty cheap.
So I started to do that too, but I kind of backed off because I'm like, at this point in my life, it's not realistic.
Yeah.
But at some point, I'd like it to be.
Yeah.
Because you'd basically be hitting Kenosha, would be the kickoff. And then you do Madison, La Crosse, Wisconsin Dells, north of Green Bay, so into the bay a little bit. And then you hook back around and come back up. So it's that scenic.
Yeah.
So I thought about it later in life, maybe be awesome. I could probably make it happen. I'm a conniver. But that's my road trip, Wisconsin. Same group of people. Cars are involved, of course. Me and Jordan are car people. And then last question, though, for this. This might get into it. What would you drive? And who would be your co-pilot?
Oh, God. What would I drive?
Because you can take a flipping SVT Raptor with a cool camper behind it.
Yeah,
you
but
could
I don't
take
own
like
that.
A super... No, what would you drive?
Oh, so it's just like...
You're not taking the cars that are in the backyard.
So it's not... Okay.
What would you... Dream car, what would you drive? It doesn't have to be like a... Oh, Lamborghini. But like, what would be the funnest?
I don't know exactly what year. And I don't even know the name of the car. But it's an old mid-90s, I believe, Mercedes.
What is it, an SLK 500 convertible?
No, it's not a convertible. It's definitely not a convertible. It's a sedan.
230.
I couldn't even tell you, honestly.
You like those cars. I hate them.
They're just like old school, like luxury, like mob cars.
Would you put an LS in it?
No, I'd probably put the diesel.
Weird six-cylinder diesels in it.
I think I'd keep it.
I hate you.
Maybe. If I had if we're talking
for a road
like
trip?
If we're talking cash like isn't really an option, then yeah, fuck yeah, I'd put like
this is
a
any
nice
car,
V8.
This is
it.
Any car you can ever want and or any combination, and you're picking a oil frying Mercedes?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I hope not.
Also, one of them cars that is kind of popular on the power tour is like tricked out, like Grand Marquis. I like those.
I never really saw those on power
tour. Or,
you want to take a sedan?
Yeah, sedan or a wagon.
Yeah, I know what I.
Unless we're going like super sporty, then I'd want like a.
You can pick whatever. Grand Marquis. I've never seen a Grand Marquis on a power tour.
What?
Like the Mercury?
Yeah. There was a few of them.
I don't know. But, all right, final answer. What is your ultimate road trip vehicle?
Dude, I can't, like...
I'll just say it. Because it's a concept I've drawn out, and I'll build it someday. But 77, Smoking the Bandit Trans Am with a supercharged LS.
No. Nope.
Whether it be an LSA or an LT4.
57 Bel Air.
With what? Don't say 283.
No.
Okay.
No.
Four-door or two-door?
Two-door.
Okay.
Two-door.
Why not the Nomad? The station wagon.
Nope.
What do you need from me?
I want to say an LS7, but I'm not 100% sure. An LS7,
would it really make sense in that car? Because that's basically... what is the configuration?
Is it an LS5 that's...
No, LS5 is not a motor.
What's the one that's got the turbo?
None of them have turbos. You can do an LSX, which is...
LSX.
An LSX is any modification of the turbo.
Yes. I'd probably do a Bel Air 57 Bel Air cream because they're two-tone. Cream with like a sunburnt orange.
I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
So what you need to do is you need to do an LS1 or an LS2, so 5.7 or 6.0 with different heads, different intake, and then a turbo. That's what makes it an LSX.
Okay.
It's the heads.
Okay.
Which is a big part of it. But yeah, I actually thought that was a pretty fun segment. We talked a lot more about cars than we probably needed to, but I don't care. I liked it.
I like cars.
I think we're going to do a lot of cars.
You know a lot more about cars than I do.
Because I used to be like nerdy, though. Like I
brand-wise?
Motors, all that stuff. Motors-wise, yeah.
That kind of stuff, yeah.
Now, I know it, but I can't really work on them like you, so that's why it works out. Maybe we should do a joint project this
summer.
Perfect
team.
You know? Except I wouldn't want to do a mini truck.
I just want to do a mini truck because I know I could do it for pretty cheap.
Probably. That's all. All right, guys. So we'll be right back. We're going to talk about trucks on the break.
Trucks.
Hang tight.
That's a Ford fucking Ranger. And we're live. Got to do it.
Now, I don't know if you guys heard, but we are live. You got to put a dollar in the belt jar. All right. So now we are at the creme de la creme. The truly lemon tea, and let me tell you what, this is second to Twisted Tea. It's the least amount of sweet. It's good.
It's like the angels from heaven.
It's not as good as Twisted Tea, though. But Twisted Tea has 26 grams of sugar. This has one.
I would hard disagree with that, honestly. I think this is better than a Twisted Tea. If they sold this... like in a 6-pack or a 12-pack or whatever.
Not yet.
Dude, that's dangerous. This lemon.
It's really good.
It's
the
gangster.
Best one. I would buy just the 12-pack of the lemon.
This is gangster.
Because the other ones are way more sweet than this one.
Correct.
But I would still rather have a Twisted Tea half and half over this. But like I said,
I wouldn't.
26 grams of sugar and a ton of carbs.
Yeah.
This is exponentially healthier.
And you got to think, if you're drinking a couple, 2, 3, 12 Twisted Teas,
26.
You know, you're going to have kind of gut rot in the morning from all that sugar.
You're not wrong.
You're not really going to get that from these.
All right, guys.
That's my argument.
I agree. The lemon's the best. We saved it for last.
It's so goddamn good.
It's gosh darn great.
Oh,
that's what I was trying to say. All right, give me your weekend was slower than mine, but give me your weekend recap.
What did I do? Well, I had my birthday party with my family.
You had a blueberry pie.
My mom
was
made
good?
Oh, dog. I'm biased because she's my mom, but she makes some...
Her pies look good.
Damn good pies. Her blueberry and apple.
I forgot to start recording. Hold on. Just kidding.
Her blueberry... Fuck you. Her blueberry and apple. Fire. And I'll put that literally up against any other pie that I've ever had, personally. I know I'm biased because she's my mom. But, whenever she asks me what do I want for my birthday, I'll say an apple pie or blueberry pie. I don't like cake all that much.
We talked about that last week.
Yep.
Can I add? All right. So I've always thought about this because you can get, like, I have that jar of moonshine peaches.
Mm-hmm.
This would be an expensive pie, but you can buy moonshine all the fruits. Mm-hmm. What if she made a moonshine blueberry pie?
I don't know if that would be good because I feel like the alcohol would bake out. Because pies, you got to bake for quite a long time. Okay. So I feel like that alcohol would just kind of like make it moot. Like it wouldn't really make a huge difference.
But what if you topped it with that stuff?
Also, I don't want to fuck up the flavor of pie with booze, with like hard booze too. It's not like you're putting it's not like a Brandy Alexander where it's just like a little bit, you know.
I want a Brandy Alexander.
Oh, those are good.
And I like a grasshopper more though than a brandy. I like the mint.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you on that.
Grasshopper.
Those are good, yeah. Especially at the Hobnob.
Never eaten at the Hobnob, dude.
We're going this summer, dude. I want to slap you so hard.
We've talked about this a lot. I go to the Why Not.
We're going to the Hobnob,
which is probably more expensive for less food. What?
No.
You guys hear this? Jordan gets a job and
if it's your first time eating at the Hobnob, it's on me, dude, because the Hobnob is 10 times better than Why Not. Why Not is amazing. Don't get me wrong. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Hobnob, 11 out of 10.
What are you good at Hobnob?
Well, their menu, what's it's it called?
Cyclical,
it rotates, but
seasonal, cyclical, whatever you're going to call it.
But you get your appetizer.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to the Hobnob, you're balling out.
So, yeah, let me retract.
No.
Can I say one thing before you start so they don't understand? Why Not is a restaurant you're not going to get. It's not a supper club. You're going to get an app and an entree. Supper club, way Wisconsin thing.
It's a different
experience. You're
going to
get an app, a soup, a salad, and a meal.
Yes. And your dessert.
And Hobnob is probably cheaper than Why Not, too.
It's not.
Really?
It's not, no.
Two people at Why Not, so many 120, 130.
Yeah, you're probably pushing 200, two people. So you get there. You get the mussels.
Ooh.
You like seafood.
I like mussels.
Right.
Fried, steamed, grilled.
They steam them. You get this like crock pot served of mussels. And it's like in this like butter lemon sauce. Dude, the mussels there are so good.
I'm trying to remember what the dish is called when they do that, but I can't.
It's technically an appetizer, but this thing is like you get like a big like crock pot of mussels.
I can't remember the professional name, but I know what you're talking about.
So that's what I usually get for my appetizer. You get your French onion soup. That's my favorite. Salad, blah, blah, blah.
I hate to do this, man, but we're on a weekend recap. We're talking about Hobnob.
Yeah.
How did we get there?
I don't remember.
We were talking about pie.
Well, let's just continue with this.
Okay.
And then you usually, what I'll usually get is the ribeye, because the ribeye is so good, and that's my favorite cut. And then usually you finish it off with a Brandy Alexander or a grasshopper. And
Brandy Alexander,
You always got to get their old fashioned, though, as your cocktail for the night. Because their old fashions are some of the best I've ever had. That they probably are better than Swedes.
I think Swedes okay.
They're 10 times more expensive, but they're so good.
They
do it perfect.
I was at a bowling alley in Florida, and I think that was like the best old fashioned I ever had.
What?
Yeah, it was really freaky.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but I like.
What kind of old fashioned did you get?
We drank
a lot. Was it just like a brandy sour?
No, it was all top shelf. Whiskey sweet. Which is weird.
Okay, see, I'm not a huge fan of whiskey old fashions.
I don't know why, but it was
prefer brandy or Southern Comfort, which is a Wisconsin thing. But
Southern Comfort is not that. I think a brandy sweet is the most Wisconsin.
Yeah, but Southern.
But
Comfort
whatever
is.
it was like a whiskey sweet and it had like candied cherries and candied oranges in it. Like it was like a 16 or 18 per,
right.
But it was good. We got to get back to it,
yep.
Jordan. You got to your birthday, and then you kind of went 900 miles. Yeah, take it from there. I know you deleted some Busch Lights.
So what are we?
Weekend recap. You had your birthday.
I had my birthday party. I had the pie. My mom made me some pie. What else did I do? I went over to a buddy's house. We talked fishing a lot. He's a captain for a charter boat, so we were talking about that a lot. old-time friend of mine. It's actually an old-time friend's brother, older brother of mine. Hung out there, climbed a telephone pole.
You didn't tell me about that.
It wasn't a telephone pole. It was a, what was it called?
A flag pole.
Uh-uh.
A receiver.
It was a TV antenna pole.
You can walk right up those. It's like a
ladder, basically. But
18 feet high.
I think I got frostbite on my pinkies.
You probably did.
Because it was about 10 degrees that night, yeah. And I walked up there barehanded. You can see everything, though, because they live right on the lake.
On the north side of town?
No, they live, I mean, we can drive 2 minutes down the road.
Oh, they're in Carroll Beach? Right
there. They're not in Carroll Beach. They're on 7th Avenue. Like, if you take 7th on the way to my house,
they're
right on that road.
Yeah.
So they're right there.
Yep.
Really good friends of mine.
Not Carroll Beach, though, like us.
No, not Carroll Beach, but they, really good people. Some of the best people to hang out with. Yeah, I hung out with them that night. I went home. I came back here and just kind of went to bed. That was about it for my weekend. I didn't have like a crazy, crazy weekend.
I did ditch Jordan a little bit this weekend. It was his birthday weekend.
You didn't ditch me.
Yeah, we celebrated your birthday.
It's not like we already celebrated. Yeah.
It's hard for me and my girlfriend to line up schedules, I guess. She goes to school in Missouri, being a doctor and such, doctor to be. But yeah, I hiked down in Missouri this weekend. It was actually a lot warmer. When I got there, it was like 52, which was kind of weird because I left here and it was way colder.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
400 miles south, though. It's a hike.
It's a hike, but
yeah, it's worth it. Outside was here. It's okay going there.
Is it kind of a boring drive?
The way back, I took a new way. It sucked. But the way I normally take, only half of it is interstate. Then the rest is like hills and back roads and small towns.
That's cool.
So I like that.
Yeah.
So I take that way every time. I just tried an interstate way. I hated it. It took way longer. But,
really?
Oh, it was 35 miles longer.
But it was still on the interstate?
The whole way.
Uh-huh.
So I'll always take this back way from now on. I wanted to try it, though. But, it's a town called Kirksville. I compare it to Whitewater, Wisconsin. A little bigger, but stuck in the 90s.
So is it still technically like a college town? Technically?
More than Whitewater. So not only is there a big undergrad, it's called Truman State. It's a big like D3 campus. There's a whole medical college there too. AT mm-hmm. still. So it's...
Whitewater D3?
It's like the biggest D3 in the world though.
Okay.
So yeah, it's... 16,000 students. Perkins Stadium, which I don't know if I ever took you there or not, is the biggest D3 football stadium in the world.
I drove past it.
Yeah. It seats 18,000 people for Division III.
I don't go to college football games.
I didn't go to that many college football games.
After a couple of Madison games, I'm out. I'm checked out. I'm good.
But yeah, going back to Kirksville, just kind of hung up with COVID. You can't do too much. You know, we get dinners in. Go to Marshall's, Walmart, shop. Just hang out. She's studying. I'm working.
Yeah.
Even on the weekends, unfortunately. My asthma was so bad there. I had dogs and stuff. Yeah. I almost died. But super good to see her. I miss her a lot. See her for Valentine's Day. Maybe she'll be on the podcast again. I don't know. We can play that game where she names words and we get them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I like that segment.
I get them right.
You get them right. You get them righter than me. Oh, the fibula, that's in your forehead. But no, it was a good weekend. I missed her already.
Aww.
Not a sob story.
Are you
going to
cry?
I'm not going to cry.
Are you going to cry?
You know, I only see her like 3-4 days a month. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Different, but okay. We don't get distracted with each other too much. Like, I work, she's at school. So it's.
You guys are doing your own thing when you're, for the most part.
We talk a lot, but
yeah.
It's good, though. All right, so we are waiting the segment already, but Jordan, what starts in 5 months?
Summer.
Summer! And like we break into High School Musical dance.
I don't know what we're talking about.
But I just want to talk about summer plans. I think me and you are probably on the same page, but I'll let you kick this one off. Summer. What are you excited for? What do you want to do?
I cannot wait to...
Are we going
to
say the same thing?
We're probably going to say around the same things. I cannot wait because I've never lived this close to Well, it's probably the same distance from Lake Michigan, but...
You're way closer here.
Are you? Okay.
You well, for sure are. Then, if you walk across the field, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, continue.
So, it's not a huge difference, though. It's maybe like a literally a block or a city block or two.
It's different with the beach, though. You know, because when you walk to the lake, it'd be rocks.
Correct. Yes. So I'm really excited to be able to just like walk to the beach. I'm excited to have this big backyard.
Pool parties. Garage parties. We have a swing set. I plan to dump money in this backyard.
I'm really excited just for that, basically. Just like the summertime party. Like, you can't have the same... You just can't have the same
party. This house is a party house. Like, it's like a weird little cabin house. Like, you guys can't see it,
but it's perfect.
It's, yeah.
It's perfect for what you want it to be, basically.
Like, it's good. It's a good size for me and Jordan living here, but if we have 8 people over on the weekend, it doesn't seem crowded.
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if they lived here, sure. But
we can't do that, but for a weekend, yeah.
Right.
You keep going, though.
I'm very excited for that. Just like the parties, the... maybe not even like the parties themselves, but just like the get-togethers, the hanging out, having people over, having bonfires. I think it'll just be like a really good summer. I never really like went to college. So I never really got to experience like a college
vibe. You kind of get that living in here. I still think I'm more or less living that college vibe. Like, I have people over every weekend. I know sometimes it tires on you in the winter, but I think in the summer you'll reverse.
In the summer it'll be different.
Yeah.
In the winter it's just kind of like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's like, basically drink, go in the garage.
You're kind of forcing the fun.
We left out the heated garage,
yeah, which
is the extension of it right now. But
I feel like you're just forcing it in the winter, whereas in the summer it'll be fun as... It'll be super fun.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
So, yeah, same lines as Jordan. I look at this summer as almost like an investment time. I have a lot of plans. So the first part is I'm going to buy like a big Polaris or some kind of ATV that seats a bunch of people. I have a huge cooler put in the bed. I don't know if I'll buy it. I don't know if me and Jordan will both go in on it. I think that might make more sense because we're both be using it a lot. But I plan to do... So I have this shed. I plan to do a full bar, knock a wall out between the shed and the garage, do a pool table, do seating, almost set it up like just a little small town pub.
Like a bar.
Yeah, so there'll be a pool table seating. Like, I have the bottles right now, basically start a bar.
Some cool, like refrigerators for bottles and...
Yeah.
Not huge coolers or anything.
It'll
like
basically
that,
be like a, I
some
guess,
shelves for bottles.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. And me and Jordan already have like the, I guess the Wisconsin like Blue memorabilia.
Oh yeah.
Just like with those mirrors, we'll put those in there. We have the signs.
Yep.
I'll buy a beer fridge.
Yep.
And then we have
We got a hookup for like neons and
yep.
bar signs and everything. So.
And then aside from the bar and the pool room, I guess which. Feeds into the garage, which is already heated
mm-hmm.
in the summer. Maybe we'll need it. Yeah. I had this
in the summer, we won't need it.
This spot of concrete that kind of shoots out from the main driveway. I plan to put up a 4-post gazebo
mm-hmm.
and then under that, do like a Traeger smoker and a Blackstone grill, almost like an outdoor kitchen. Like, this is going to be the house, is, like I said, is small, but this is going to be like the best backyard ever.
It's going to be a blast.
I'm going to take a mini excavator from work and do like an in ground fire pit.
Yep.
We're going to have the coolest backyard ever.
Yep.
Without a doubt. So, yeah, this summer is going to be out of bounds.
We can definitely go in on the UTV, though.
I think...
They ain't that much.
Oh, when we were getting around, we saw those ones.
Yeah.
I think it'd probably be best if we both did it.
But together. You got to do the 4-seater
yeah,
with the bed.
With a bed.
Yeah.
I agree. Because, like, when you're saying with the driveway, we can use it for plow in the winter.
Yeah.
And you can use it to go to it from the beach in the summer. Because I'm not carrying that cooler to the beach.
Oh, hell no. And I ain't driving either.
No.
I'd rather get a DUI in a UTV than a...
Can you get a DUI in a UTV?
Oh, you definitely can, but...
Either way.
Cut through the...
It would make it through the field.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what was it? When I woke up Monday morning, I was about to leave, mm-hmm. there was a deer in front of me in the field.
Here?
Yep.
Really? Like, right here?
Yeah. I watched it for like 2 minutes. It was really nice. It was surreal.
I saw one on 7th Ave.
When you come back at nighttime, you almost hit 100 of them.
I saw it was probably 2 full-size deer. I don't know if they were bucks or does. I assume maybe one of these.
Who knows, but yeah.
And then there was probably about 3 fawns in one of the fields.
There's a ton of deer out here.
Yeah. A ton. But that was pretty cool to see.
Summer's going to be awesome. I mean, we have the room for a ATV, UTV. I think we should get, plenty. Like you said, 4-seater with a bed.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll buy one from work. Maybe we'll... Because those Kubotas, I don't know if you checked them out yet.
Yep.
They look like 2-seaters, but when you pull the bed,
mm-hmm.
2 more seats come up.
Yes, sir.
Polaris are way faster than the Kubotas. The Kubotas only go 22. Do we need more than 22 miles an hour for our safety? No. The beach is not even a half mile away. Okay, don't. They're our neighbors. Oh, they're home. Come get them. But no, it's going to be a money dump because if I'm buying the Cadillac,
all that outdoor stuff, building the bar.
I'll just save up the next few months.
You got 5.
I got 5. Carry the 1. Yeah, I can cover it. I
move the 0.
I rent boom lifts. Yeah. It's fine. But no, this summer is going to be great. Beer next week. I guess I'll call it off. Keep watching whatever cold drinks, guys. We're going to be reviewing Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade later this week, come Thursday or Friday.
I'm excited to try that. Yeah. I hope it's better than Bud Light Seltzer.
I don't like it. It's not good.
I pray to God it's better.
But I'll be reviewing it this week. Come next week, Tuesday, we'll be finishing off the case. We'll try it, and we'll tell you guys what we think. And as always, guys, get on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you like to listen to your podcast. Give us a like, a review, a rate. And most importantly, send it to a friend.
Yes.
Word of mouth, it's the best way to do it. This is coming from a marketing major. Send it to a friend. It would mean the world. And if you guys leave a funny review, we'll read it next week.
We will read it next week.
All right,
and
guys.
We will shout you out. If you have anything to plug, we will shout that out as well.
I'm happy doing that.
You know, give a little give and take, you know?
Yeah, take and give.
Right.
But thanks for listening, guys. Same time, same place, next week.
And we're live.
Bye.